This is The Record. I'm Steve Scherr. Marcy Silman's here. You know what? You know where that Seattle freeze doesn't always take place? When people start sharing book talk, right?
Book talk brings people together, especially in this city.
Yeah. All right. Your favorite mystery writer this week?
My favorite mystery writer always is Dorothy Sayers.
Always?
Mm-hmm.
That's very interesting.
Although I do like Elizabeth George. Close second.
Oh, that's fun. I know. Marcy loves the mystery. So does Nancy Pearl love the mysteries. So, you know, we just wanted to talk mysteries when we get together with Nancy Pearl. Nancy Pearl and I are still in the Northeast branch of the Seattle Public Library, still, because we had such a good time here. And a few weeks ago, we talked about Kara Black. You always know more mystery authors than I've ever heard of, and I do like the mystery. So we came over here and two books by Kara Black, as you talked about. And you've read Murder in the Bastille?
Yes. They're good. But you really can't go wrong with her. And you know, I mean, I think if I were going to do it again, if I were going to read her books again, I started in the middle when I first discovered her. One of the middle novels. I guess I would start at the beginning if I were going to do it. I'm not a completist, so I don't know, or somebody who needs to do it in total order.
Oh, so I should start in with Murder in the Marais.
Right.
I see. Well, we'll see. But we're in.
No, you don't have to.
So we're in the B's here. But you said you wanted to. Let's start with the A's.
Oh, the A's. Marjorie Allingham, one of the classic golden age mystery British mystery writers.
Was this lady overshadowed by Agatha Christie?
She was she was overshadowed by Agatha Christie. She was probably overshadowed, although she wrote many, many more, by Dorothy Sayers. When I think about Marjorie Allingham, I think of Nio Marsh, because they wrote, I don't even know why I think of them together, but I think of them together, maybe because people don't read them as much as they do Agatha Christie.
Cool. All right, well, there's James Burke, who I've read some of his, and I saw some Simon Brett. I've read a couple of his. I like just taking your place and seeing what you find. How about, you were talking about you liking, I don't know why I'm attracted to modernist covers, but this is, maybe it's because I like Carl Hiaasen. This looks like a Carl Hiaasen style book.
And it's by Tim Dorsey. This one's called Gator a Go-Go, and it's another Florida romp.
You knew it?
I know, and I didn't read it.
You.
I didn't read it.
But it's a Florida romp.
It's a Florida romp, like the Carl Hiaasen.
Oh, so they
books.
Know what they're doing
yes.
with this
oh,
cover.
Totally. And that's why you know that when Dick Francis was so popular, that when they wanted to appeal to Dick Francis fans, the covers of the books would have horses in profile.
Oh, look, Raymond Chandler's collected stories, a big volume of that.
Everyman Library brought out the Raymond Chandler collected stories. And which is, you know, such a tribute to Raymond Chandler, and of course, deservedly so.
I was going to say. All right, who else jumps out at you? Do you ever read her? I can't say her last name.
Mary Daheim.
There's Earl Emerson, local. She's local?
Yeah, she's local.
Mary Daheim is local?
Bellingham. Earl Emerson. Well, this is 2009.
Here's James Ellroy, who, Blood on the Moon. Best-selling author of The Cold 6000. He's tough. I find Elroy tough.
Yeah, very, very too noirish for me. But I'm not a noir fan, although I've learned to pronounce it correctly. And right behind you, if we just whirl around, 180 degrees, isn't it? Or 90 degrees, whatever it is. I'm not intimate. 180, I was right. Science fiction and fantasy.
And what have you read of this? What are we in we're in the L's.
Well, here is Stanislaw Lem, the great, great, great Polish, a class with science fiction, but really anyone who loves Borges or Italo Calvino really needs to read Stanislaw Lem. Nancy Kress.
I've never heard of Nancy Kress.
Yeah, Nancy Kress is great. The best one to read. I think her best book is Beggars in Spain, which is absolutely wonderful. My gosh, Andre Norton. My mother was a huge Andre Norton fan.
Is that right?
Yeah, and these are all reprinted. Just terrific.
I know I've read Andre Norton, but I cannot remember any because it was so long ago. There's some Larry Niven.
And she wrote so many Andre Norton that, you know, how would you ever, it would be hard for me to remember. John Scalzi, oh my gosh, John Scalzi is so just so much fun to read.
He's another author I've never heard. This is why I did this. I just wanted to know what you were reading. All right, so John Scalzi, sort of a space...
Yes, Liz, it's more or less space opera, but Old Man's War is just a wonderful one, which I'm sure I will, that I've talked about before. But my favorite of his is, it's not even in here, Agent to the Stars. Oh, gosh, so much fun to read. Just a hoot.
That's great. Oh, no. Oh, here's Jack Vance.
Harry Turtledove.
Oh, yeah, Harry. You like Harry. He's the alternative history, right?
History. Yeah. Yeah.
You've talked about him before. You like him. That's good. Do you know any... So what I like about their science fiction, for me, is that I've gotten so far out of knowing much science fiction that I don't even know what to do, so I just grab something. Oh, here's Neal Stephenson.
Yeah. Yep. Hmm.
Benjamin Tate, do you know him?
No. No. The science fiction, I mean, it's such a huge genre now that you just, it's so hard to keep up. But I do know David Weber, the Honor Harrington books, which are space opera, and just a kind of very satisfying books with a wonderful, wonderful female character who is the main character, Honor Harrington. And these are kind of like the C.S. Forster Hornblower books. So you see, I always want to say, Honor Harrington's rise through the army, you know, through the, not the army, it must be like the Space Navy or something, yeah. in every one of, as she goes. These are great adventures.
Do you read, and that's by David Weber. Now, do you still read science fiction as much as you read mystery? Are you?
I do read science fiction and fantasy both, but it's a little off-putting now because books tend to be either done in trilogies or quartets or, you know, which is a big undertaking. And also... that's for fantasy mainly, and science fiction is getting so darn long, and that I sometimes think I'm not sure that I can do it. But look, Steve, there is Terry Pratchett, his books on the shelves. His books.
Oh yeah, Terry Pratchett's funny.
Oh, Terry Pratchett is.
I got
so
to talk
funny.
To him one time. I'm pretty sure, and he was very funny. Yes.
And somebody sent me a picture of him standing in front of his bookshelf, Terry Pratchett standing in front of his bookshelf, and there was a librarian action figure on the bookshelf. Is that not cool?
That's very cool. All right, we just touched on these. All right, we're coming back again sometime.
Okay.
That was fun.
Sounds good.
Nancy Pearl, librarian action figure, and our librarian. For a list of some of the authors and some of the books we discussed, check out our webpage, This Is the Record.